Ooh, baby, Friday the 12th, not Friday the 13th, Tim. It's Friday the 12th, one day before the 13th. So I guess we're, is it lucky or?
I was just going to say, does that mean we're lucky?
Yeah.
You know who's lucky? I wouldn't say they're lucky, but we crowned a national championship basketball team this week with UConn beating Purdue.
Yeah.
I guess it was expected. And you and I talked about this a little bit, but I had a conversation with a friend the other night about fandom. How at our age, do you have the same fandom that you did when you were in your 30s or your teens? And I was like, absolutely not. Too many big world problems in my life that I don't get too upset about a basketball team that I root for losing or anything like that. How about you?
Same. I just don't, I've been a Cubs fan my whole life, and the last probably 5 years, I've just been really turned off by some of the stuff by the ownership. And I know they brought a World Series in, and it's almost like, okay, we got the World Series. Let's go back to being shitty,
Let's make
and fun. So they bring in a manager. They kind of steal him away from Milwaukee, Craig Counsell. Mm-hmm. And all Craig Counsell was like, oh, they promised in his introductory press conferences, he's like, oh, they're going in the right direction. We were talking about, the farm system and bringing, new guys in, and they really didn't bring anybody in, they kind of were quiet. They got this Japanese pitcher. He's doing okay. And then they re-signed Cody Bellinger. This is a Cubs podcast, right, Tim? I get kind of frustrated with it. I'm looking to become a Brewer fan, Tim. What do you think of that?
Well, you'll be parking in their stadium. You're going to their stadium this weekend, or actually tonight, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's part of my country influence over the last, I guess, few months. Get this out of my system, but I went last night to Moline, Tim. And they actually some of the performers called out the Quad Cities, which it is one of the Quad Cities, right?
It is.
Can you name them? There's
Davenport, West Davenport, Moline, and Quincy?
Rock Island. Is it? Yeah, okay.
I think that's right.
Okay. Anyway, I saw a couple of country performers. The highlighter or the headliner was Jordan Davis. He's an up-and-comer and really good. It was good. And then tonight I'll take my son. Luke Holmes, yeah. If you say it fast enough, it's almost like you're saying Luke Holmes, but it's Luke Combs.
So you're going to have a fast car driving over to Milwaukee, right?
Yeah. And I told my son, because he wanted to go, I said, if I'm taking you this, you have to wear a cowboy hat. So we got the cowboy hat, and I don't know if we're going to bring it in, because wouldn't you piss people off behind you? You got this like 10-gallon hat on your head.
There are going to be so many country. I told you in all fairness, there are going to be a lot of country hats there. You're like in the pit down by the stage. It's going to see a lot of talent. And you know what I mean by talent.
Listen, last night, people are going to either commit to the outfit or they're not. Or they're just going to go cash, as the kids say, cash.
That makes sense.
But there were people last night, it was starting to rain. It was like 45 degrees. And there are people like in skirts. And I'm like, okay, we get you want to dress the part, but don't get sick doing it,
Yeah. Well, reason I started the conversation about luck is you and I had this conversation prior to the podcast about our audience are made up of contractors and mostly plumbing and HVAC, but maybe other industries as well. But those contractors, how much of it is hard work and how much of it is luck? Or do you make your own luck?
Well, I think there's part of that, but it depends. I mean, like in the trades, I would have to imagine that's hard work, for someone to work for an owner. First of all, you got to go through the training and the apprenticeships, and then you work for someone for a set amount of years, but to make that transition to own your own company, that takes a lot of
luck. I think luck is being born into a big contracting company already. That's luck. Mm-hmm. Your luck is being the son of somebody who built an empire that has 50 trucks on the road and, you know, whatever. That's luck.
But they also say, what is the what generation kills that company if they're, you know, if they just rely on that, right? Like, I'm just going to take over dad's company and I'm just going to just walk through it. And that, it doesn't work that way, or you'll kill, you know, you'll go under, I think, right?
Well, I agree. And in fact, we've interviewed many second generation plumbers on our American Plumber Stories podcast that have been lucky enough to be born into a family that had a successful run of a business, but have built it to even bigger and better. So, you know, there is that. I mean, our friend Mike, he bought out his father and has a, you know, he was lucky enough to be born into a family with a father who was, had created a company and was successful, but Mike's taken it to a whole different level, I think. Wouldn't you agree?
So, yeah, I think you're right. You know, we had a guest from the American Plumber Stories on a couple of years ago, and it was Williams Plumbing out of Montana. Mm-hmm. And the father almost got like teary eyed and was crying on the podcast that he was thinking like he's going to give it his, you know, his business. He's turning it over to his son. And his son was just full of pride because, like, you know, dad's giving this business because he believes in me. He believes in my work ethic. He believes in my vision. And I think that's a big part of it too. You know,
like I said, I think there's a certain percentage of luck involved in anything we do in life.
Yeah.
But yeah, perseverance, hard work, dedication, determination, all those key, you know, those keywords that you want to say to make somebody successful. There's no doubt. I mean, the entrepreneurship that these successful businesses have to be, I mean, they can be great plumbers and still be shitty business people and have a shitty business. So at the end of the day, it's like you've got to kind of be the best of best in everything you do.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned to you earlier, you know, that News Nation, it's a TV station. Chris Cuomo did a segment on Wednesday for an hour, and he invited your favorite person, Dirty Jobs Mike Rowe, on to talk for about, you know, the trades, how to improve the trades, how to get kids and the next generation involved in the trades. Mm-hmm. And our buddy and friend Roger Wakefield was actually in the audience, and they talked to him for 2 to 3 minutes about his experiences in the trades. And Roger did a wonderful job of, you know, talking about, you know, the different aspects of the plumbing industry. But they also had people on there talking about automotive, sheet metal, you know, construction, general construction, and HVAC. And they had a union plumber out of Madison that was very interesting.
Was this like a town hall, or was it like in their studio?
Basically, that's exactly what it was. An hour town hall where Chris Cuomo on News Nation, it's like a CNN light TV station.
Yeah. You sent a screenshot of it, and I was busy doing, we do the IG lives on, well, this past week we did it on Wednesday, but.
That's right. Cause I thought I'd forgotten all about the IG live on Wednesday, mm-hmm. because you normally do it on Thursday. So I sent you a screenshot saying, hey, this is on if you're interested. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh shit, he's doing an IG live. So he can. I hope this doesn't screw up his phone.
Yeah. So we had, Adam from Down Under Drainage. He's actually from Australia, Tim.
Yeah. And you can tell by the accent.
I know. I wanted to ask him some really dumb questions. We didn't have time. So, you know how contractors like when they go in a house and the homeowner is just following them around and keeps asking questions, and they'll be like, well, I would have done this, but I didn't have the time, or I didn't have the tool, whatever. And then they start this conversation. But I feel like, and maybe I'm completely off base, but people with accents are more interesting. No?
I think you're right. I mean, we go to trade shows and we interact with people from all over the world. I mean, I was going to joke about Canada because there is an accent for Canadians. Most people think if you're from Georgia, though, you have an accent. So,
no, but I feel like if you are a homeowner and this man, I mean, I guess you would know from Down Under Drainage what that reference is. but he comes in and he's got that accent. You're like, oh man, there's something interesting, or I need to know more about this guy, right? So then it just adds to more, you know, more visits and more time while the guy's working on your water heater or he's, you know, your drain system or whatever. And there's the homeowner just standing over your shoulder.
Well, speaking of standing over your shoulder, I wonder if there are contractors out there that walk in and say, all right, do you want the $75 an hour or do you want the $100 an hour? What's the difference? Wow. $100 an hour allows you to sit over my shoulder and ask me questions.
Yeah. Good point. I love that, Tim. Yeah. Just if you want to hang out and waste my time, I shouldn't say that. Some people do like the interaction, but that is funny.
Look, I told you, I grew up in a plumbing. My grandfather started a plumbing contracting business here in Central Illinois in 1948. Had it until 2001. In the spring of 2001, they sold it to a competitor. They had 7 trucks, four of which were uncles. And I had one of my uncles was notorious for turning a 1 hour job service call into a 4 hour service call because he wouldn't stop talking to the customers. And my grandmother and my grandfather, I remember the conversations. Damn it, Denny, this was a simple service call and you turned it into a 3 hour project. And the customer is not paying for 3 hours of a 2 hour conversation. So it happens both ways.
Yeah. Right on. So, busy week this week. We're heading to Charleston, Tim, Charleston, South Carolina. I hope I got that accent right.
Your retirement home someday.
My retirement home, yeah.
Charleston.
It's called the Charleston in Sycamore, Illinois. No, we're going to Charleston, South Carolina to do a little brainstorming with Eric, Tim, and myself. We'll be down there for a few days, and then I rent a car and go to St. Louis, Tim, and go visit with our friends at RLS.
You've got a really busy week next week. We were on a call earlier this morning talking about some projects that may be coming up in Missoula, maybe going to Texas. I mean, maybe out to the East Coast, all within the next couple of months to work with partners in the industry, be it manufacturers or contractors. You know, you're working on some cool editorial that I'm looking forward to reading in the next couple of weeks with some contractor spotlights and just, we are busy. People may not think it, but we are pretty busy.
Oh, who doesn't think it? Come on.
Although I will say in 2 weeks, I'm going on vacation to Cabo with my wife for our anniversary.
You know what I want to talk about real quick, Tim?
Yeah.
Play money. So we recently got some texts about upgrades for our phones and, hey, you're eligible for an upgrade. So we sent them in or we went to, you know, pick out a new phone. Sure. And then they said, oh, you got to, you know, return your old phone, delete all your information off the old phone, and then you'll get a credit for that. And so it was probably $20 extra a month for like 3 phones to do an upgrade. Whatever time it was set, you know, for the next 6 months or something like that. So last night I get a text that says Verizon has charged your card or whatever, your monthly fee, $700.
What?
so now I got to go in and find out what that is. And I have a feeling that one of the phones or two of the phones, like, it didn't meet their requirements for like getting a credit. And if that's the case, I want my phone back. We'll just get the phones back. We'll exchange the phones and I'll go to another, you know, carrier, maybe AT&T or something else. But
I told you, Cynthia and I just made the switch from Verizon to AT&T.
Yeah.
I've been a Verizon customer for 20 years more. Same with Cynthia. So for us, it was a drastic change, and it spurred because we happened to be in Costco and they had a deal for their Costco members, executive members. And we were like, hey, we're going to save $60 a month. We'll do it. Well, there were some charges up front. And when I saw those on the first bill, I was like, what the F is this?
Yeah.
And she goes, chill. It'll by bill 3, we'll save all the money. I was like, well, but is that charge up front going to equal?
Yeah.
End of story. We're going to save about, you know, about $40 a month once all the processes get through, but it's going to take like 3 or 4 months until we start realizing that. And I'm just like, the initial shock.
Yeah, but I feel like it's smoke and mirrors. Like it's all.
My first thought when you shared this story was, did you accidentally just buy the phone outright versus that monthly payment?
No.
Okay.
And so that I have to go and figure out why that is. And that, you know, when I say play money, there's other things like when you're buying a house, like realty, it's like, where does this money come from? Where does it go? All this, it's like money that doesn't exist. Like when you're buying a house and I don't know, it's hard for me to explain, but.
You may have some of this going on at your house too, John, but I promise you 3 to 4 times a week, I get mail with companies wanting to get me to use them for my home to refinance or something, or get a HELOC, or I'm like, I'm fine. I don't need a HELOC. I don't need to take money out on the, you know, we only owe about a quarter of what we bought the house for. So why am I'm going to own this house in 5 years and I'm going to have a vested interest that is going to be a nice pile of money someday if we ever sell it. But you know, everybody wants you to refinance. Everybody wants you to take out a HELOC on your home. So you've got money to set aside to do something. And I get people that do that, and that's fine if you want to. It's just, I'm not.
Yeah. And then finally, you know, we didn't really talk about the elephant in the room, Tim. In 3 days, Uncle Sam's going to be calling for your taxes. I mean, that's the deadline to send in your taxes. And I just looked at mine and we're working on them. But I feel like that's, again, that's like play money. Like,
well, I've told you my theory is that I'd rather pay Uncle Sam at the end of the year than him taking money out each month, because that's just how I operate. I feel like I could use the interest more than he can use the interest. So we just write one big check at the end of the year. And we wrote that check this week. It hurt, but you know, you pay him for it. And you know, I'm like, oh God, we have a anniversary coming up in a week and a half, and but our anniversary is the same. It's always
we got to write that check for Ukraine. So, you know,
write the check for you. No, we're not spending any more money in Ukraine as far as I know.
Okay.
Unless something changes.
But it's just funny. These different like accounting, lawyers, realty, like I said, these are all things like I would even put in like mechanics. Like you get a bill and the mechanic, like the bill is like, I don't know, $700 for changing your filters and rotating your test. And I'm like, well, how do you come up with this number?
I think you could argue that I'm sure the same happens to everybody that listens to this podcast, that at some point, some homeowner is like, why did you fixing the toilet cost $230? I mean, when I could have bought the product for $45 online. Well, you paid for the wisdom, you paid for the experience, you paid for my knowledge, you paid for my time. You want to do all that and buy the product online? Have at it.
I understand all that. I'm just saying, like, how come you can go to one mechanic and it's the same problem and it's, you might find it $250 less, or you might find it more.
Like you're always,
there's not like a going rate. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Well, look, I just, you know, we're going to Cabo on our anniversary here in a week and a half. And my wife, a couple of days ago, Cynthia was like, do you have any swim trunks? I was like, shit, they're in Arizona. They're at our place in Arizona. I have no swim trunks here. She goes, well, you need to buy a couple. And she sent me some links to places of stuff she liked. And they were like, I was like, I'm not spending $45 for a pair of swim trunks. I went on Amazon. I found some for like $8.99. I was like, these are just as look, I'm going to wear them in a pool. As long as they don't dissolve in the pool, I'm okay.
Yeah, they might, or they're see-through, or they're, I don't know, Tim. Some things you just don't buy on Amazon.
Why do I want to spend $45 on something that is basically the same as the $10 pair I'm going to buy?
Well, I see.
Maybe they will dissolve, and maybe I'll be like, oh, shit.
But for that $45, Tim, for that pair of shorts or swim trunks, how many times are you going to buy swim trunks?
it's got a damn logo on it. You're buying the logo. You're not buying.
No, no, but I'm saying, like, you'll never probably buy another pair of swim trunks for another, what, 10 years?
I'm not a, yeah, because I don't, we swim in Arizona because we, the place has a pool, but we, other than that, I mean, yeah, I don't wear swim trunks very often.
That's what I'm saying. So $45, and you think, like, it's a product. Look, that I'm gonna...
cheap. You know this about me. I'm very frugal. except when it okay. comes to experiences like trips.
When those swim trunks come in from Amazon, I want them modeled and sent pictures, or we'll do this video.
Trust online. Me. Watch my wife's Instagram. You'll see all kinds of pictures. Okay. Cobble, but those are see-through. Don't show that stuff. All right. Well, it was good to catch up. We've been traveling on Fridays the last couple of weeks, so hope we didn't bore anybody over the last, 20 minutes.
I'm sure we did.
If we did, go check out our website, mechanicalhub.com or hydronicshub.com or plumbingperspective.com, or subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to our newsletters. You know, we appreciate it. We appreciate everybody in the industry that follows us and helps us, and we're here to support them as well.
All right. Tim, have a superb weekend. I'll see you Sunday.
I will see you Sunday afternoon when you come pick me up at the airport so we can go out.
Yeah.
Eat some low country seafood.
Yeah, I'll be at the beach, and then I'll come swing by and get you.
Bring me a beer.
All right. I'll see you.
We'll see you Sunday. Everybody have a safe and great weekend.